Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. Today is the first Sunday after Trinity, if you follow the old way of reckoning the second half of the church year, as the Lutheran Church did until a couple of decades ago. And so also in the day when Johann Sebastian Bach was the director of music in the churches of Leipzig. In modern parlance, it's the second Sunday after Pentecost. A numbering system that makes a lot more sense than the old one. A subject for a different series of programs, perhaps. Watch this space. There are a total of three surviving Bach cantatas for this Sunday. Each of them is a substantial work in two parts, and only one of them is short enough to fit into our program. Therefore, that's the one we will hear. I'm Tapani Simayoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire. The Gospel reading for today is from the 16th chapter of Luke's Gospel, Jesus' well-known parable of the rich man and Lazarus. By the time Bach came to write BWV 39, Brich dem Hungrigen dein Brot, in 1726, he was no longer writing a new cantata of his own every Sunday. Instead, he made frequent use of the works of other composers. One composer whose cantatas he turned to often was a relative of his, Johann Ludwig Bach, who was court composer at the ducal court of Meiningen, and who wrote a series of cantatas based on a set of cantata texts published in Meiningen in 1704. Johann Sebastian not only made use of his relative's compositions, but he also composed several cantatas of his own to the same Meiningen texts. BWV 39, our cantata today, is one such work. Like all the Meiningen cantatas, the work opens with words from the Old Testament from the prophet Isaiah, has a New Testament quotation from the letter to the Hebrews in the middle, and closes with a chorale. The other movements are freely composed recitatives and arias. The theme for the text arises out of one of the prominent themes of Jesus' parable, the exhortation to care for the poor and needy, leading to a call for an expression of gratitude for God's goodness. You're listening to Sunday Cantata. All the earlier episodes of Sunday Cantata are posted on the Lutheran Radio UK website to listen to at your leisure. I'll give the address at the end of the program. The opening movement for choir and orchestra sets the words of Isaiah 58, verses 7 and 8. Share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house. When you see the naked, cover him and do not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rearguard. Bach's setting of these words is a combination of startlingly original creativity and a firm nod to the past. The instrumental opening is a musical depiction of the opening words, Brich dem Hungrigen dein Brot, literally translated as break your bread with the hungry. On the one hand, he creates the sound of bread being broken in the brief echoed phrases that pass between the flutes, oboes and strings, while the bass line seems to depict the weary steps of the hungry. And the sound gets fuller and fuller as the feeding goes on. On the other hand, the passage is complex, with multiple images, and Bach turns to a traditional form, the German motet, to do justice to the text, setting each section of text to music that best fits it, thus creating a string of distinctive musical sections, yet never losing sight of the whole. The imposing end result, which takes up a third of the whole cantata, has been described by the German musicologist Klaus Hoffmann as a harmonically well-defined and comprehensible whole. The first recitative is for the bass. The bountiful God casts his abundance on us, who without him do not even have breath. What we are is his. He only gives pleasure, but not so that we by ourselves only should feast on his treasures. They are the touchstone by which he makes it known that he dispenses need to the poor, as he with gentle hand abundantly bestows on us what is necessary for each person. For the good that he has lent to us, we should not bring interest into his barns. compassion that is concerned for our neighbor can touch his heart more than our gifts. This is essentially a meditation on the first article of the Creed, on God as the giver of every good gift, combined with the commandment of love for the neighbor. As God has given to me out of his love and mercy, as his child I should also delight in showing love and mercy to my neighbor in need. Part 1 concludes with the first of three arias, this one for the alto. It's something of a showpiece with vivid harmonies and a lively interplay between the oboe and solo violin. The words develop the theme of the Christian's imitation of God's kindness. To bear even a shadowy likeness to our Creator while on earth is a foretaste of blessedness. To imitate His mercy scatters here the seeds of blessedness that we shall harvest there. Part 2 opens with an aria for the bass, the voice of Christ, with words from the end of the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 16. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. The key feature of this aria is the persistent repetition, creating an air of urgency. Another aria for the soprano follows immediately. Highest, what I have is only your gift. Though before your face I would thankfully appear with my gift, yet you do not want any offering. This lyrical aria is accompanied by a charming independent flute part. The mood is that of warm, tranquil radiance. The final alto recitative draws together the themes of the earlier movements. Gratitude for God's unmerited gifts, service to the neighbor in need, and God's promise. How shall I then, Lord, sufficiently repay you for the good that you have done for my body and soul? Yes, what I still receive, and that by no means seldom, since at every hour I can give you praise. I have nothing of my own but my soul to give to you, to my neighbor the desire that I may be of service to him, to the poor what you have granted me in this life, and when it pleases you, this weak body to the earth. I bring what I can, may it please you, that some day I may gather from it what you have promised. The cantata closes with the seventh verse of David Denica's hymn setting of the Beatitudes, Kommt, lass euch den Herren lehren, set to a melody by Louis Bourgeois. Blessed are those who from pity take to themselves the need of others, are compassionate with the poor, pray faithfully for them to God. Those who are helpful with counsel and also, whenever possible, in deeds, will in turn receive help and obtain compassion for themselves. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simoyoki. We will now hear Bach's Cantata No. 39, Brich dem Hungrigen dein Brot, performed by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, directed by Masaki Suzuki. The soloists are Yukari Nonoshita, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is found on volume 45 of Bach Collegium Japan's complete set of Bach's sacred cantatas, published by BIS, and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by a generous discount from eclassical.com.
Uns allein nur seine Schätze laben, sie sind der Probestein, wodurch er macht bekannt, dass er der Armut auch die Notdurft ausgespendet. Als er mit müder Hand, was jener nötig ist, uns reichlich zugewendet, wir sollen ihm für sein gelehntes Gut die Zinsen nicht in seine Scheuren bringen. Barmherzigkeit, die auf dem Nächsten ruht, kann mehr als alle Gab ihm an das Herz drücken.
Ist im Vorschlag, sie so ein. mitzuteilen, wohl zu tun und mitzuteilen, vergesset nicht. Wohl zu tun und mitzuteilen, vergesset nicht, vergesset nicht. Vergesset nicht, denn solche Opfer gefallen Gott wohl. Denn solche Opfer gefallen Gott wohl. Denn solche Opfer gefallen Gott wohl. Wohl zu tun und mitzuteilen, wohl zu tun und mitzuteilen, vergesset nicht, vergesset nicht, denn solche Opfer gefallen Gott wohl, denn solche Opfer gefallen Gott wohl. Denn solche Opfer gefallen Gott wohl. Denn solche Opfer gefallen Gott wohl. Solche Opfer gefallen Gott wohl.
Thank you. das es dir behagen, dass ich, was du versprichst, auch einst darauf heilig tragen.
That was Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata No. 39 from Volume 45 of the Complete Cantatas of Bach, recorded by Bach Collegium Japan. Thanks for listening. Join me again next week for another cantata. In the meantime, visit Lutheran Radio UK's website for more information, past episodes from Sunday Cantata, and many, many other excellent programs. The address is lutheranradio.co.uk. I'm Tapanisi Moyoki, and you've been listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK.